and now the Rout of the McPhees, of which there are two main settings, that of Angus Mackay and that of Colin Campbell in the Netherlauren Cantilich. And of the two, I think many would agree that the setting by Colin Campbell is the more interesting of the two. And it might be timed somewhat thus. Fine square bold piece, very similar to the element for MacDonald's Tutor. Maybe the superior tune of the two, some might think. Anyway, Colin Campbell follows his ground with a thumb variation, as indeed Mackay does, as follows. And then something Mackay doesn't have, a first emotion. And folk interested in the tune may see the discussion of the possible timing suggested for it in the set tunes entry, and the written samples. Perhaps as follows. That might be a possible timing of that. There are one or two different ways in which it could be done and sound attractive, but it, obviously it can't follow the same 3-4 square rhythmical footprint of the ground. That cannot be the intention. There's a doubling as follows. Andra hi ai yo, andra hi ai yo, odra hi yo hi yo, andra hi ai yo, odra hi yo, odra hi yo, odra hi yo hi yo, andra hi ai yo. And then follows Colin Campbell's show, singling and doubling, which he calls his second motion. Thus, and he Ye and ho, and he and ho, Rahan and I'll ye be, ha, ye he and ho, Roho, he and pail, ye and ho, Rahail, ye and ho. Then the doubling follows. Hyun har hi har hil yaho or hyun har hi har hi bi ho or hyor hai yahi yaho or hey yaho or hyun hai yahi har hi bi ho or ho or hai yahi bi ho or ho or hey bi ho or hai yahi bi ho or hai yaho Rohyan vayul yavi vayu, or ho rovayul yavai vyu, or vayu vyu. Very nice. Tone roll. Colin follows this with a bold angular movement, which he calls a telgya, contrasting with his down chitorlu movement. Which he calls a turl of fa, I suppose. Maybe the implication is a short cut turl followed by a longer, long turl, but a long turl, in which each of the melody notes was ornamented with a turl movement, possibly. Anyway, one would step up in tempo there from the end of from the end of the shul doubling. Your veil, your veil, your veil, your yonder die, and thee, and die, and thee, and do, yonder die, your vee, your hai, your heel, your toe, one toe, and die, and thee, and do, and die, and do, very bold. Yonder dad and he and ha and heel and do, or and your and hail ya he and do, and do, and he and do, and I and heel and do, or of I and do. Rahandra tai yavi yahayu yavi yanto yanto and tayu yavi yanto ravi yanto. Then to the tail of fa, as he calls it, which he calls it. Hyun drat ha, drat he, drat ha, drat he, drat ho. One hun drat ha, drat he, drat ha, drat he, drat ho. One hyo, drat hai, drat he, drat ho, drat hai, drat ho. One hyun drat ha, and so on. So, an otherwise completely conventional movement, reaching the doubling. Accelerate a little into. Hundredha, dirty, 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 and so on. Colin Campbell gives no indication, formally at least, in the manuscript of the grounds to be repeated at the end of the tour of doubling and cruel of doubling as Mackay does. But obviously, I think if one wished to, one would certainly not prohibit that. He proceeds to the singling of what he calls his cruel of fa. Yum, patriae, 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 yo, one yo, patriae, 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 one yum, patriae, 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 and so on. One would then step across from the end of the third line. All the singling, the cruel, into the doubling, probably somewhat thus. Yum, patriae, 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 yoran, yo, patriae, 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 yoran. And the three, So even one of the trick of playing this, probably even in what looks may look on paper like a very square tune, is a delicate use of rubato just to show the phrases. Accelerate in slow fractionally as you go to the end of the phrase, and then and so on in the normal fashion, so that it doesn't sound like a mechanical piano just churning through it soullessly. Nice tune. Really deserves to be played more often.